AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A change in strategy for President Obama on Afghanistan. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani now joins us live with the latest.
Diane, the president had long promised to end the war before leaving office, but he says Afghanistan clearly still needs help.
In key areas of the country, the security situation is still very fragile.
So he's dramatically shifting plans to pull troops out and says some 5,500 Americans will remain in Afghanistan when his successor enters the White House, more than five times the number in the previous plan. The president's calling it a modest but meaningful shift that will make a real difference, while acknowledging the nation is weary after more than a dozen years of war in Afghanistan. Diane?
Almost 27 years after the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, Scottish prosecutors say they've identified two Libyans as suspects in the terrorist attack. The prosecutors want to interview those men in Libya. All 259 people on board the 747 were killed when it exploded in the air over Lockerbie, Scotland. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today falsely claimed that a 13-year-old Palestinian boy had been executed by the Israelis. The boy is actually recovering in a hospital after being run over by a vehicle near the scene of the stabbing of an Israeli boy. Millions of Americans who receive Social Security benefits will not be getting a cost of living increase next year. It's because inflation has remained low over the past year. But the AP's Stephen Olmacher tells us that tying benefit increases to inflation does not please advocates for seniors.
The advocates for seniors say that older Americans don't buy the same things that younger workers do. They don't drive as much, so they're not going to benefit from lower gas prices as much. They use more medical care. They have higher medical care costs.
This is just the third time in 40 years that payments will remain flat. And it's getting harder to sign up for the uninsured for health care coverage. On Wall Street, the Dow was up by 35. This is AP Radio News. There are predictions today for winter weather across the country, and they show evidence that parts of the country will be getting more rain and other precipitation than normal. This is NOAA's Mike Halpert.
Wetter than average conditions are most likely across the southern tier of the United States. From north central California, southward to the southwest, across Texas, along the Gulf Coast to Florida, and then up the east coast to southern New England.
Halpert says this winter could also see warmer than average temperatures in much of the country. Former Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius can leave prison and move to house arrest next week. He served nearly a year of his five-year sentence for manslaughter and the shooting death of his girlfriend. It's Game 5 of the National League Division Series tonight between the Mets and the Dodgers. The Dodgers send Zach Greinke to the mound. The Mets will start Jacob deGrom. The winner faces the Cubs in the National League Championship Series that begins on Saturday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.